We're going to learn a letter that the Rebbe wrote in 1971 to a non-Jew, basically with two questions. As a way of introduction, when we read a letter of the Rebbe, we don't really know what this person actually wrote to the Rebbe. And we don't know the name of the person either, we just know what the Rebbe answered. And by looking at the way the Rebbe answers and the things that he quotes from the original letter, we can know basically what this person is actually suffering. So we're going to see actually two points, two main ideas. Idea number one is this person wants to make peace with God. What does that mean? I don't know, but this is what the person wrote to the Rebbe. And the second point is this person is disappointed with the behavior of certain individuals regarding this religiosity, etc., etc. So let's see the letter, what the Rebbe answered, actually, the letter. Brooklyn, New York, greetings and blessings. I am in receipt of your letter in which you write about your disappointment, point number one, disappointment in some individuals, as a result of which your religion's feelings have been affected. And you conclude in your letter with the question, how does a gentle make peace with God? So this person saw people not behaving properly, and this affected his belief in God. So he wants to make peace with God. This is what the Rebbe actually answers. In reply, I must first of all take issue with your concluding question. The Rebbe starts with the end, basically. To make peace with God is surely not an end in itself, and therefore the problem is not just how to achieve it. This is only the first step. To make peace with God is just the first step, though an essential one, to begin a life of fulfillment in accordance to one's destiny. Insofar as a gentle is concerned, it means a life in the fullest adherence to the so-called seven laws given by God to the children of Noach, which are the basic divine laws for all gentiles. And these are: 1. Establishment of courts of justice. 2. The prohibition of blasphemy. 3. Prohibition of courts of idolatry. 4. Of incest. 5. Of bloodshed. 6. Robbery. 7. Of eating flesh cut from a living animal, with all the ramifications. So basically, it doesn't mean 7 simple ideas. It's very, very broad. It is clear that inasmuch as God has imposed upon each and every gentile to observe these 7 commandments, with all the ramifications in the daily life and conduct, constituting the framework for a religious, moral, ethical life, he has provided each and everyone with the ability to carry out this task. It's not just God is actually asking you to do this, he gave you the strength to do it and purpose in the fullest measure. So he gave you the possibility and the strength to do this. In the final analysis, it essentially depends on one's own will and determination, for nothing stands in the way of the will. Much more could be said on the subject, but a letter is hardly the proper means for it, and I trust that the above lines will suffice. I must also take a stand in regard to the earlier part of your letter, namely your disappointment in certain individuals, etc. 4. A person's religiosity, particularly the observance of the fundamental 7 commandments mentioned above, should not be affected by the conduct or views of other people, whoever they may be, but should be observed because this has been willed by the Creator and Master of the world. This is not to say that a person is not subject to influence, for it is natural to be inspired by a good example and discouraged by a bad example. However, clearly, a bad example cannot serve as an excuse to lower one's own moral standards. Personal encounters and sometimes the environment at large may often not be inspiring and maybe even provide difficulties. But these aspects have to do only with the relative ease or difficulty with which a person can go about his own personal life. So your challenges are actually your purpose in life, and more challenge or less challenge doesn't really make a difference to what your purpose is. You should go on and fulfill your purpose regardless of the environment and the behavior of other people. To finish the letter, however, as mentioned above, if a person encounters particular difficulties or tests in his daily life, it only proves that God has provided him beforehand with the necessary ability to overcome them. With blessing, the signature of the Rebbe.